guests tonight, Fall of Earth from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada. And we listen to the song Medusa, which is part of their brand new album, From the Ashes. And now we're gonna play a song from them, and then we'll pray to the technology gods and we'll have Alex on the line after we come back. So let's do that. And remember, you're listening to The Metal Meltdown. Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us streaming online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us via the CJSF radio app that you can get for iOS or Apple or Android at their respective application stores. It's CJSF radio app. And you can also find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to the title song. We listened to our guests tonight, Fall of Earth, from Edmonton in Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the title song for their brand new album, From the Ashes. All right, so we are here with Alex Rye from Fall of Earth. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing wonderful today. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for being with us tonight here at the Metal Meltdown. How is everything going over there? In what is it today? Is it sunny Alberta, or how is it?
Right now, we're actually on Vancouver Island in Nanaimo.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Oh, so
yeah,
how is
it's
it there?
Beautiful here. Oh man, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I think it's our first time for all of us.
I see. Yeah, I've heard good things about Nanaimo. So I've only been there like half an hour because we went there to get a ferry to come back because Victoria was full for the whole day, so we drove to Nanaimo and came over. But it was fun.
Yeah, it's super awesome. Ferry was cool.
Cool. Okay, so I guess for the people that don't know too much about Fall of Earth, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how long have you been together, and I guess, you know, how many albums or EPs you have out?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, we're Fall of Earth from Edmonton, Alberta. We label ourselves as a hybrid metal band, which means that we're a good old mix of a bunch of different subgenres of metal and even rock, mainly progressive, death, and thrash. We have currently two full-length albums out, and I guess a couple of singles. And right now we're out on tour. We're calling this the Road to Purgatory Tour, and it goes as far as Vancouver Island all the way to Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Wow, almost coast to coast, or I guess coast to coast. That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty much. Just not all the way east as much as possible.
Yes, no, but that's awesome. I mean, is this the first time you do so? Like that length, that, I guess, distance?
Yes, definitely in terms of length and distance. Our last tour was 6 weeks, and this tour is 10 weeks with about 15 or 20 more shows than the last one. So definitely our longest tour ever.
Wow. And how far into it are you now?
Tomorrow will be our fourth show.
I see.
So not too deep in, just right at the beginning.
That's good. Yeah, that's why you sound so happy. No, just kidding. That's awesome.
Yeah, call me back in 2 weeks. We'll see how I'm doing.
Exactly. Let's call you on week six and see how everybody's doing.
That's great. Exactly.
That's great. I guess the in terms of, I guess the name of the band, how did the name came upon?
So it took a while for us to actually decide what we wanted the name of the band to be, but we had already written a song called Fall of Earth, and the song really resonated with what we wanted our band to be as a message, and the song's about global warming, and the way that man mistreats the earth. And so we thought that was a really good representation of the band. And we've kind of followed that theme throughout in both albums.
I see. Yes, I know, man. We're destroying slowly but surely this beautiful place. I hear you.
Yes.
And in terms of the, I guess, composing, like, is there somebody that takes care of the lyrics, somebody of the riffs, or is it a, you know, team effort? How does it work for you guys?
Yeah, as far as writing goes, we usually start off with a riff or something that our guitarist Brody will write. Sometimes it starts off as a lyrical concept, and we try to write the instruments based off of that vibe. But it is a team effort, and we all like to include our own little bits and pieces into each song.
Okay, so even for lyrics, like, there's, like, anybody can come with lyrics, or?
Yeah, lyrics from everybody across the board, yeah. We all want to get our own experiences in there, because I really think it helps bring more dynamic to our music.
No, that's great. Yeah, I'm always curious about that. You know, some bands have a specific person, especially for lyrics. That seems to be kind of a common, you know, thing. But I'm always curious about the creative process. So thanks.
Yeah, like Matthew Heafy. He does a lot of the writing.
I see. That's good. Okay, and so I'm assuming you are promoting the new, well, the latest album, or like how far, I guess, it was released versus the start of the tour, this tour?
Yeah, exactly. So this tour is basically just promoting our new album, a couple new music videos that we have out with that too. Just trying to spread the word of Fall of Earth to all of Canada.
Sounds very good. And yeah, so I guess let's talk, when is your I guess Vancouver date? And I mean, we can also mention the other dates. I mean, they listen to the, or well, they can listen to the show. I don't know if they listen to, but they can listen to the show, you know, online, so we can reach beyond, you know, Vancouver. So I guess let's start with the Vancouver date. When is it and where is it?
The Vancouver show was yesterday.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but we still have a few more in BC.
Okay. Well, let's say a couple in BC, I guess. Have you played Nanaimo already, or?
Yeah, after Nanaimo, we have Victoria, also on the island. We're doing the Enigmatic Metal Fest, or the Island Takeover, yeah. And then after that, we have Maple Ridge, Port Coquitlam, Chilliwack, Kamloops, Penticton, and Salmon Arm, and that's all the BC dates.
Okay, well, let's. Do you know the Maple Ridge and the Port Coquitlam, and the places?
Like the venue?
Yes.
I don't off the top of my head. I'd have to look.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry. I'll look it up and I'll mention it after our chat. So don't worry about it. Yeah, I think they usually have it on Maple Ridge. What is it, a cabin something? It's a good place. I've been there once.
The Wolf.
Exactly. The Wolf, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that should be a good one. And then, yeah, I'm curious about the Port Coquitlam. So I have a feeling that I know where it is, but it might be... anyway. But I'll look it up. Don't worry. I'll look it up and I'll remind the audience a little later about where you guys are playing.
Awesome, thank you.
So that's great. I mean, that's odd, you know. I think it's the first Port Coquitlam, like, you know, metal show that I've hear about, which is great.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. We like to bring metal to places where it usually doesn't come.
Yes, I haven't heard of that, you know, and I live like kind of close by, so that's good. But because, yeah, the Maple Ridge is kind of, you know, recurrent to some extent. So, but the Port Coquitlam, yes, it's, I never heard of it. So that's good. Yes. Keep spreading the music. The other question I had is, I mean, you mentioned a little bit that, you know, Fall of Earth is kind of, you know, trying to convey the message about, you know, the planet and all that. Do you have like themes in your albums? I know like, well, I think I understand that you mentioned the Fall of Earth as a general concept for the band. But like our individual albums, do they happen to have a theme as well? Some interrelated, you know, songs or not? I mean, I'm just curious again.
Yeah, there's no exact concept per album, but each song has a similar story about mental health, struggle, war, just basic human tragedy, I guess you could say.
Yes. Oh, aren't we, overwhelmed with those. It's a tragedy in itself. Yes, we should be listening to more, you know, I don't know, happy news, good news, what have you, but yes, I guess it's human behavior, as Björk would say. But I hear you, yes, it's, well, it has to be said, it has to be, you know, reminded, yes, and I guess you guys have your own little stories, just like all of us, so
it's good. Yeah, we like to interject personal and generalized lyricism for our songs, and we do write a lot of sad stuff, but it's all, we do have a couple happy songs too, and we like to be positive people in person, live at the shows too. Spread a good message.
No, for sure. No, yeah, you sound like pretty happy. Yes, I mean, it should be a blast to see you live, I'm sure. Well, I might see you twice.
Oh, yeah.
We'll
life
see.
Life is beautiful, brother.
Yes. all right. So I'm assuming you might have a YouTube channel, because you said you had videos. I guess if you can tell us about your social media or where people can find, you know, news about you, your music, etc.
Yeah, we're definitely on YouTube. We got a couple of those music videos out, and lyric videos, playthrough videos, you name it. And on social media, we are Fall of Earth Band on Instagram, Fall of Earth on Facebook. We're on that new Instagram Twitter app called Threads. And those are like our main social media that you can find us on.
How is your experience on Threads? I'm curious about that. I haven't got in myself, but how have you find it?
It's pretty basic. I feel like it's early in its development, and it's not a super awesome app yet, basically. In my opinion of it, it's not a high rating.
I see. Well, I guess, yeah, when everything starts, it's kind of, anyway. Yeah, that was interesting when I got something. Well, I got an invitation or something, and or somebody posted something, and I was like, what's this? And then I did a little research, and I'm like, huh, interesting. Like, if we didn't have enough, you know, apps to get us away from socializing,
right,
and just staring at more screens.
Yeah, I feel you. It's basically Twitter, so I don't know.
Yes, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know what's the... will be interesting to see the, you know, the business rationale, the market rationale, but anyway. All right, so are you playing a lot of, I guess, places, cities that you have never played before on this tour?
Lots of the dates are places that we went to on our last tour. However, we do have two new members, and for them, this is like their first time getting to explore Canada. So it's nice that we get to have that experience from beforehand to kind of show them around and give them a good view of what Canada is all about.
Oh, that's pretty good. Tour guides and musicians and metalheads. That's awesome. That's a great combination.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. And I don't know anything else, or I don't know if somebody else wants to chat. Like, we, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. I mean, everybody's in the room. They're kind of either programming drums or cleaning their guitars. But say hello, boys.
Exactly.
Hello, boys. Hello, boys.
Of course, they had to say hello, boys. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That shows you the commitment and compromise. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much again, Alex. And I'm going to really check out the dates that I'm going to say in the next break. And yeah, hopefully I can attend one of those because it's in the area. So why shouldn't I?
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be so wicked.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you very much again. And whenever you have a new album or a new song or something else, please let us know and we can spread the word.
That would be an honor. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Thank you.